Children, today is the feast of Saint Polycarp. That's an unusual name, Polycarp. I don't think any of you have brothers or sisters named Polycarp, or cousins, or anything like that. No, I guess not. It sounds a little funny to us because it's a name that we haven't heard very much before. But the name Polycarp has a very pretty and a very beautiful meaning. It means many fruits. Many fruits. That's a very beautiful idea because a saint like Polycarp, through his preaching and through the good example he gave, bore many fruits, many spiritual fruits for people. St. Polycarp was also very fortunate, very lucky, because he knew someone special. He knew St. John, who is the author of the fourth gospel. St. John, remember, was the youngest of the apostles, and he lived to a very old age. Very old age. He took care of Blessed Mother on an island called Ephesus in the Mediterranean Sea. So Polycarp knew Saint John. And think of what a wonderful thing that was, to be a Christian and to know someone who actually spent time with Jesus as an apostle of Jesus. Think of all the wonderful questions St. Polycarp could have asked St. John about Jesus. Very wonderful opportunity he had. St. Polycarp was also preached the emphasis that St. John had on charity. St. John talked about that part of our Lord's message very much. How, as children of Jesus Christ, we must love one another. So if you're following along in your prayer book today, you'll see that the epistle is taken from St. John, and St. John talks about charity and how great the virtue of charity is. Polycarp was charitable and kind toward everyone, but he stayed away from those people who contradicted, who spoke against the message of Jesus. In fact, when someone was preaching something different from what our Lord had taught, he would cover his ears like that to show that he didn't want to hear it. He gave a good example to people to speak the truth and to speak only good things. When Christians were persecuted and put to death, Polycarp went to take care of Christians in prison, to bring them food, to bring them a meal. When someone was in prison, in those days, they had to have someone bring them a meal. So Polycarp was one of the good Christians who did that. He was so charitable, though, he actually gave a meal to the men who came to capture him and to take him off to prison for being a Christian. The judge tried to make Polycarp curse Jesus. And he tried every trick that he could. He wanted him to do that, and then he offered to let him go, but Polycarp would not do that. He said, "I've served Jesus for 86 years. How can I curse my king who died for me?" So St. Polycarp was finally stabbed with a lance, and so he suffered for the sake of our divine Savior. He became a martyr. Martyr means a witness. And with his words, when he lived, and with the way he died, how he refused to give up his faith, how he refused to do evil, he became a witness for the truth of Jesus Christ, the truth that he had learned from St. John. Even if you don't have brothers or sisters or friends named Polycarp, who knows, you might have some one day, nevertheless, think of the good example that this saint gave by his charity, by his good witness, by his dying for the truth. And ask St. Polycarp to help you bear those good fruits as well. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.